Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, have you been out to check out I Carry the Bag magazine lately? Did you see the two new apps we came out with? You got your iOS app for your Apple users, and you got your Google Android app for your Google Android users. We lowered the price, and we still have this amazing assortment of columnists that we source for you, both from inside of our industry and outside. And speaking of that, I was doing some work online, there's a shock, and I came upon a branding expert. And when I went out to her site and started to nibble around, I really enjoyed how she was approaching the branding of her firm and the way that she was approaching the notion of branding. And then I did a little extra click, and I found out that she actually works with financial advisors. Well, needless to say, I immediately emailed her, and I said, hey, would you come on to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio and have a chat with our listeners about ways in which advisors can do more effective branding? Let me tell you a little bit about Kimberly Borden. We just had a conversation about me pronouncing her name correctly, and I just went to butcher it. Kimberly Bordenaro. Kimberly is based out here in California with me. She has been seen at Huffington Post and All Top, Pepperdine University. She's been in Branding Magazine. She hails from my old hometown of Miami and Miami Beach, where she cut her teeth working with mortgage boutique firms and also doing branding campaigns for loan officers and real estate professionals. And more recently, she has just relaunched her own brand and her own special brand of branding. She's been at this for the better part of 10 years or so. I might even have shortchanged you on that. Kimberly, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely a pleasure. So let's get down to it.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about this whole notion of branding. Can we just put some definition on it? Because in my world, and wholesalers, you know this, I talk about PVP, Peerless Value Proposition, and I think that certainly is a style of branding. Kimberly, what are you specializing in when you work with your clients? Let's put a definition on branding for those that it might be a little elusive to.
Yes, I, you know, basically work with entrepreneurial branding is what I call it. And basically what it is it helps create your value and what makes you different from everybody else that's offering your services. And I take a holistic approach, so it's everything from what you offer to how you offer it and being, you know, consistent in presenting yourself. So that's branding in that way. It's not necessarily a logo or the color scheme of your website, but that does it is part of your brand.
Mm-hmm. And see, that is an important differentiator right there. So it's not just about the aesthetic of how it looks. It's the whole package. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. It's the whole package of who you are, what you do, how you do it, and for whom you do it for.
Let's talk specifically about the financial advisor community, because wholesalers, you know that it's so important that when you show up at a financial advisor's office, this relates to the PVP, right? It's just, you know, you are doing something beyond service and product. Product and service and product, as everybody else does. So to the extent that you can help an advisor in some very specific area, and should it be branding, we want to learn from Kimberly, what are some of the most successful advisors doing in the area of branding? What is making them, in a universe where there's hundreds of thousands of choices, how do you guide advisors to be more effective in their branding?
Great question there. The number one thing that I suggest to advisors, and it's also probably the number one thing I get pushed back on, and when they actually take my advice, they thank me on it. But number one, you have to define your target audience. There are too many financial advisors out there that really try to reach everyone. They say, everyone, if you have money and you want to make money or invest money, I'm your guy or your gal. The truth of the matter is, when you select your audience, when you really target who you're trying to help, whether it be professional business women, whether it be retiring couples with kids going to college, when you define who it is that you're helping, you're able to allocate more funds in marketing. You're able to really concentrate your messaging towards them. And that is the number one thing that you can help do to brand yourself and get known for one thing rather than all things.
So let's talk about that for a second, because so many advisors, you're right, say, well, if a client can fog a mirror and they have 250 in assets, I'm your man or I'm your woman. And you're saying that that's just fundamentally a recipe for confusion.
Absolutely. When I do branding, I like to use some miracle analogies. And who doesn't like the Rolling Stones, right? So the Rolling Stones have a song, Paint It Black, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and in the song, he talks about that he sees a red door and he wants to paint it black. Well, my thing is, do not paint your red door black. You want to stick out. You want to let people see you and know what you stand for and who you help and how you help them. So if you're trying to help everybody, you're just blending in with all the other financial advisors out there, all the CFPs that are just trying to help everybody. When you're able to take a stand and show who it is that you help, how you help them, and really get those results for those people, at that point you'll be known for that. And then you can expand into different territories and helping other people, but really get known for doing that one thing and doing it well.
So wholesalers, let's make sure that we always tilt this to what can you do with the information, right? So you know that there's the 76 great questions wholesalers can ask financial advisors, which is free on the Wholesaler Mastermind website. What happens if one of the questions that you add to that list, because it's not on it now, it might have to be 77 questions. What if you add to that that says, what is your target niche, or where is your, what lane do you focus on? That's another synonym for what we're talking about. What lane do you focus on? Many are going to give you a blank stare. Maybe your solution is to be able to assist them in honing their business down to a lane or two or three. Do you think that would be valuable effort on the wholesaler's part, Kimberly?
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, if you can show your client, your CFP, how to actually go ahead and solidify their niche and then really present a product that helps them, then you're, by default, the hero.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we got define the target audience. Give me. Let's do three today. How about that? Give me another suggestion that you bring to advisors about ways that they can up their branding game.
Well, the other thing is, so once you've become clear as to who you're serving, you know, you want to think about how you do it. So by creating an experience for your audience, and branding is really all about the experience. It's a matter of perception of how your audience perceives you, because at the end of the day, you can say, oh, I'm great at this and I do this and, you know, I give excellent customer service, which everybody always says, or I can make money for you, right? I can have you retiring the way that you want to, although they aren't necessarily allowed to say that, right? But that's what they're implying. Well, everybody says that. So here's the thing. If a financial advisor is leading with, I give great service, really challenge them, not challenge them in a sense of, you know, putting them off, but challenge them in saying, how do you provide great service? What are some of the things that you do in creating a branded experience for your client? Is it creating a welcome area for them and servicing, you know, drinks? Is it, a lot of financial planners that I work with offer yearly or even biannual reviews of their portfolio. So what are some ways that you can do in helping them with that portfolio in, you know, whether it's through email or snail mail or, you know, giving them a really experience of how they can differentiate themselves.
Okay. So I'm hearing you say that the first one is to define the target market, and the second one is to build some sort of experience.
Yes, a branded experience.
Okay. An experience that they can become known for, hence branded.
Exactly. And that also comes down, you know, I mean, there's really three C's in branding that anybody should be aware of, and that's clarity, consistency, and constancy. So, and you know, a lot of where I see people fail is in the clarity portion of branding, where they're not clear about what their brand is. So that's why I focus primarily with that, especially, you know, with the entrepreneurs, because they're not exactly sure what makes them different or what makes them awesome. You know, so I tell them to be very clear in, number one, who they're serving and how they're doing it, you know, that experience. and putting their personality into that experience. But then once you do that, you want to look at how can you be consistent in providing that experience, and how can you be constant. So consistency is, you know, things with the look, the feel, the ambiance, the way that you're presenting, how, you know, if they're offering a blog or a newsletter, that they're doing that in a consistent fashion, that the voice they're using is always consistent. Constancy is always being top of mind, always being in front of your audience. So if you're going to blog, that you're blogging, you know, that you dedicate, if it's once a month, once a week, twice a week, whatever it might be, but you're going to be constant. You know, that you're going to go where the eyes are, where their clients' eyes are. If their clients are on Facebook, be on Facebook. If their clients are, you know, networking at a local chamber of commerce, well, they should be over there too, you know. So it's three C's of branding. So clarity, constancy, and consistency.
So the last topic I want to chew off, and I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole because it has days worth of conversation attached to it and a lot of hair on it as well. The whole notion of advisors using social media. So can you give us a high-level 30, maybe even 40,000-foot branding as it applies to social media? I don't even know where we start here. Is there the most efficient way to do it, the most effective way to even start to think about it? Is there a door I should walk through that's preferred versus another door? What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on social media, it's funny because I tend to get the label out there of being a social media expert, and I'm really not. I just do it in a way that's effective. My feeling is that social media should be used as a marketing tool, and too many people get confused and allow social media to be their end-all, be-all in marketing themselves and their business, and it shouldn't be that. However, if you are using social media, which is great because a lot of people are online, I think, you know, there's high, you know, you can make up statistics of how many people are on social media, but it's high, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I say go where the eyes are. And so research your audience, you know, as a financial planner. Now, there's rules and regulations of what you can put out there. You have to, you know, you have to be very careful with that in the industry. However, that doesn't mean that you can't use social media in other ways. I suggest going on and checking out your clients and seeing what they like. Now with the new social graph on Facebook, for instance, you can find out things like, you know, what kind of music do they like? Where do they, you know, what movies are they watching? Where do they go for restaurants? Use that in your branding campaign. So, for instance, if you have a great client and you want to do something special for them, maybe you're doing a client evening, right, of a hosted evening, well, find out what restaurants they like. You know, do it at the restaurant they like. They don't have to know that you did some, you know, secret research. So I suggest using social media to really understand what they're talking about and understanding your audience and, of course, connecting with them there and putting out valid information that you're allowed to put out, you know, what's within regulations, that can really help them with their success, you know, and really looking at that target audience and saying, you know, if they have two kids and one is a senior in high school, one is a junior, they're probably looking at college, right? So put information out there on college. It doesn't always have to be on, you know, financial planning stuff, but just look for ways that you can really help your client succeed, that target audience succeed in what they're looking to do.
So I can hear you saying a couple things there. One is you don't necessarily have to use social media, both as wholesalers, by the way, and as financial advisors. You don't have to use social media to talk. Right, because we talk about the notion that you can use social media to listen, you can use it to talk, and you can use it to collaborate. Here, one of the things you're talking about is just listening, that is to say learning through this vast medium of information that's available to us. That's one thing I hear you saying. And then the other thing I hear you saying is to use the learnings to, quote-unquote, talk in social media in a very specific way that you know helps your audience. Did I interpret that correctly?
Yes. Use it to listen and use it to build your own credibility.
Okay. So you're going to be writing an article for us in the upcoming issue of I Carry the Bag magazine. Wholesalers, jump out to I Carry the Bag. Go get a subscription to it. And check out the new apps, as I mentioned earlier. Kimberly, we're going to look forward to that article. And I thank you for joining us here today. If people want to find you before the article comes out, what website should they head out to?
Sure. The easiest way to find me is at KimberlyBordinaro.com, where I blog about branding and always throw in some lyrical inspiration that I call Brandspiration into the jive over there.
And we'll give them the spelling of the last name, B-O-R-D-O-N as in Nancy, A-R-O, KimberlyBordinaro.com. Kimberly, thank you for joining us here on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Wholesalers, come back again for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.